Okay, just the last question on general business. The Centro situation wiped out about 5 billion overnight. Pretty poor disclosure. 1.5 billion of short-term liabilities not disclosed in the results released last August. Now, Mr. Cooper, Centro, I've spoken previously about Mr. Cooper being the lawyer who was appointed by the French to represent them in the takeover of National Mutual. And I made the point previously that I can't see how he could go from being the French lawyer to being an independent director. Now we have a situation where he's a director of a company which has smoked 5 billion overnight, and it's not a particularly good look for us. I'm frankly surprised that he can sit on the board of our company, which has vast property and funds management interests, and simultaneously sit on the board of Centro, which has vast property and financial interests. So I guess it's a multi-level argument that I think that I'm very surprised that Mr. Cooper hasn't resigned thus far, that I think there's a conflict in being on the Centro board. He's not independent to start with for our board, and there's the embarrassment of smoking 5 billion at Centro as well. And I'm just disappointed that you, as the chairman, haven't actually taken a stand on this and just had facilitated a quiet retirement, given that it has been now 4 months since Centro blew up like it did.
Well, just let me say that I'm perfectly satisfied with Mr. Cooper's contribution as a director of this company. In fact, I think he's an outstanding director. He's been a director for a long time. And I have no question at all in my mind about his integrity, his capacity to contribute, and the effect that he has on this company. So I have no intention of asking him to resign. In relation to his independence, you asked that question last year, and I gave you the answer that I'll give again. He originally was appointed a director to represent AXA SA when he was a partner of Freehills that was acting for AXA SA at that time. He resigned from the partnership of Freehills to pursue other career opportunities. He hasn't been a partner of Freehills for 12 years, 10 years, 10 or 12 years. He has no connection with Freehills. He has no connection with AXA SA, and thus he is independent. In relation to his potential conflict with the property assets that were managed by Centro and our own property investments, obviously, Mr. Cooper declared that he was a director of Centro. He was appointed director of Centro in October 2006. Although he would declare a conflict because of his professionalism, there hasn't been a matter of conflict that's been before the board which involves a conflict of interest of AXA's property investments and those of Centro.